Now, we got a very special guest in the city this Thanksgiving weekend. A legend, one of Comedy Central's top 100 stand-ups of all time. An author, an actor. You might have seen him in movies such as Batman Forever, as well as one of my favorites, The Wash.
The Wash, and they play it every week, don't they? I'm so blessed to have this movie.
Yes.
It's a little movie, but it's a big movie.
Yeah,
and the young kids know me. That kept my generation, the young kids know me. And Little Nicky was on yesterday, so it's wonderful. I'm blessed, man.
Yeah, and you know
good
what?
Good to be with you.
I'm honored to have you here. George Wallace.
You listen, you need to know three things right off the bat.
Yes, sir.
Always know, number one, God is always watching and taking care of us, okay? You need
absolutely
to know that. Number two, you need to know you got to pay your taxes, everybody. And number three, you need to know it's an honor knowing George Wallace.
That's right.
God bless you. God bless you. Even though my hands are ashy. My hands are so ashy, people can see it through radio. I need some lotion badly. So
it's all good. We're going to get you taken care of. We're going to get those hands greased up.
I know you guys are looking at me like, I could use some like Crisco right now. I am really ashy. That happens in the cold too, doesn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you know what? Let's get to that because you work five nights a week in Las Vegas, and now you're here, and it's snow all over the place. So
it's really different, but it doesn't matter. I love the cold weather. I do.
Okay.
I'm one of the freaks that love cold weather.
Right.
I'd rather be here now than to be here in the summer when it's 95 with the humidity.
Yeah,
I love you know, and I'm here. My son is in town tonight. LeBron James is my son.
So you're his long lost dad.
I went to Akron. You know, I went to the University of Akron.
Okay.
And his mom came to, and she told me about 7 years ago, and they made me go back to Summit County and take a DNA test. And when I walked out, Maury Povich was sitting there. So that's just up. George Wallace, you are the father. So LeBron James, and we're going to have a good time tonight in Cleveland.
That's right.
And you know he's got to still be LeBron. So
yeah. And you know what? We here in Cleveland, we still holding out hope that free agency. He wants to come back. We need him back. We need him back.
Dude, it's cold here. He ain't coming back. He's down in Miami with those beautiful women all night.
I know.
It's 95 degrees, goodness. You know.
Yeah.
He needs to go to my hometown. You know, it's certain.
Where's your hometown?
My hometown is wherever I need to be. My hometown, I'm originally from Atlanta.
Okay.
Now, there's certain towns like my hometown, Atlanta.
Yeah.
My hometown here in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't understand why they're in professional sports. It's just like, you know, right off the bat, that they ain't going nowhere. Like Atlanta, they'll play good up until playoff time. And then you just know, if you're not going to compete, I'm saying, talking to the owners.
Right.
Buy players that, you know, you got to pay money for these players. You know, every year you expect Kobe to do something. Every year you expect certain teams to be places.
Right.
You know? Every year you expect the Denver Broncos, they pay for these players. Certain teams you know are going to win.
Right.
But certain teams you just know just ain't going nowhere from the get-go.
And unfortunately.
And that's false advertisement.
You're right.
That's not professional football. That's not professional baseball or basketball.
Yeah, because especially here, you know, our motto here is wait till next year. That's what we do around here.
There's certain cities, wait till next year. Well, we've been saying that for 30 years.
In Cleveland, we've been saying it since 1964.
This is true. I went to school here. I got to school here. I started school here in the 70s, and they said, the Browns, you know, and said they're going to do it one day. But you did do who do you played in one World Series. I think you played
Atlanta. We played two. We did. We had Atlanta in 95, and then we played Florida in 97. That was our closest one.
And I went to that game, and it snowed at that game.
Yeah, the one in Cleveland.
I was here. I was there for that game. How about that?
Yeah, well, like I said, maybe.
But I'm here now doing comedy. I'm here at the Hilarities.
And let's talk about that.
Comedy club in America.
Yeah, at Pickwick and Frolic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of comedians go over to the Improv, which is a great, great club.
Yeah.
But the guy that owns the Hilarities is such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And we're just blessed to be here. And then it's just like, it's classy, too. It's a classy place.
It's a beautiful place.
I'm going to be there on Friday and Saturday.
That's awesome.
You know you're going to be tired of your family. You're going to be tired of turkey. You need to come out and have fun. It's a family show, PG-13. So pack your kids up and come out and let's have fun. All of the preachers out there. There's a preacher that lives in Cleveland. His name is Bishop Jesse Ellis. This man is crazy. He came to my church. I go to West Angeles Church of God in Christ, Bishop Charles E. Blake.
Yeah.
And he called in front of the congregation. He called my minister a son of a bishop. And he had his eyes going, well, his daddy was a bishop. He's a son of a bishop. We thought that was so funny. This man is so funny.
Did the whole congregation go?
The whole congregation went for a second. But my congregation is great. You know, everybody goes to my church from Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder, we love him. He's very active at our church. He's now serving as an usher. So we really... Listen, I don't go to that service. Stevie be sending people in the parking lot and stuff like that, you know. But Stevie, now don't y'all get mad at me because Stevie writes all these jokes that I do. Stephen, you know, we've been praying for him, and prayer does work.
Yes,
all
yes,
the,
it does.
All of the prayer does work.
Yes, it does.
And his, we've been praying for his eyesight, and his eyesight is gradually coming back. And as you, I don't know what he's seen lately, but he can read little things like menus. He can read menus and menus. I don't know whether he's blowing up. Stephen, that's why he's getting a divorce. He finally saw something. He said, y'all been dressing me and stuff like this?
No, he got to go.
But we love to Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson. The new commercial. Did you hear the new commercial?
Yes.
Every D-Day he was saying. Every D-Day. But I said, oh, they were so good. He got his point across. They did stop it.
You know, that's the man that can definitely get his point across.
He got his point across. And he goes there. And that's what I like about him going out of church. Because when the bishop is preaching too long and Sam's standing up, we go, oh, hell.
Now, Dr. George Wallace, I heard that you wanted to be the mayor of Las Vegas. Is that true?
I say stuff like that. I start talking, and all of a sudden, it's all over the world. Right. George Wallace running for. I'm actually want to be president of the United States too. So there's so many things because I could really run this country. I talk about it.
So what would you do differently? What would you do differently?
You know, I could balance. Well, I have a 3-day government: Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and nobody would get laid off.
Okay.
Because I'd be thinking. First of all, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. That's when the mailman would come. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Think about it. Now, just think. Now,
okay.
As my hat say, I'd be thinking, do we really care whether we get our bills on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays?
No,
we're going to pay our bills once a week or once a month, right?
Regardless.
Look how much money I just saved in fuel along with the mail trucks.
Right.
And the mailman and the garbage man going to be the same guy.
Okay.
They're dropping off and picking up the same crap. See? See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mailman knows that's junk mail. We don't even look at it. We throw it right in the garbage. See what I'm saying?
I got you.
See, I can run this country. Healthcare, everybody. Everybody deserves great healthcare. You don't want to know why I know?
Why is that?
Who has the best healthcare in America? Congress.
True.
They work for me, and they don't want me to have the same benefits they got.
Right.
They need to go.
True.
See, when I was in charge, when I'm in charge of this country, everybody in Washington's got to go. All these old men need to get out. You know who's going to go to Washington when I'm in charge of the country?
Who's that?
People like you. People, all you listeners out there, it's going to be just like jury duty. What are you doing 2 years from now? You're going to Washington, and we're going to accomplish something. We're going to get things done because we already know 4 o'clock, we're going home.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
Know? And I think, you know, I don't believe in drugs, but, you know, yes, some of the states are passing the law with smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
They should smoke a joint in Congress, let them pass that around. I guarantee you. Go ahead and
they'll get a
name,
lot of work
put
there.
My name on that. Now, listen, kids out there, listen, I did not say do drugs, okay? I never did a drug in my life, but I'm just saying it could be, you know.
Right.
I did drugs one time. I did X-Lite and Flintstone vitamins at the same time. I never saw so much yabba dabba doo-doo in my life. Yabba dabba. But I didn't do drugs, but I can make a great president. I'm pretty smart.
I like that. I think you'll make a great president.
Yeah.
You're an author. Your author, I got your book here, Laugh It Off. Now, Dr. Wallace, I'm looking at this book. And
you are right. They do call me Dr. Wallace. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Because don't you feel better since you've known me? And you've been spending time in my office?
I do.
And there was no waiting time.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Laughter is the best medicine in the world. Think about it. It exercises your funny bones, okay? Also, the reason it's the best medicine, it's free.
That's right.
Look on page 162 in the book, Laughter, It's Free.
That's right.
It's good. And you need to overdose on laughter. Go ahead. Don't be afraid to overdose on it. Laughter, this medicine, keep it in the reach of children. Laugh with your kids. Enjoy your family, okay? Overdose on it. Just keep laughing. If for some reason you're laughing over 4 hours, then you call your doctor.
Right.
And give your doctor the same prescription. Let the doctor laugh, too.
There's
nothing wrong with a little laughter. And that's what we're going to be doing Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
And it's a show for everybody. PG-13. Mm-hmm. No F-bombs at my show, and I don't have anything against dirty comedians because I think funny is funny.
Yes.
Okay, nobody did it better than Richard Pryor.
Right.
But I just happen to be, you know, a little country boy from Atlanta, and I just happen to, it's hard, they say it's harder to do clean comedy, and I do thought-provoking jokes, you know.
Right.
I do things like, you know, I'm walking through the grocery store the other day, and I saw an item that said evaporated milk. And I'm thinking, well, what the hell is in the can? So I'll be thinking about little things like that, you know. I'll be thinking about little stuff like that. So we just have fun at the show. We're going to talk about your family members and what goes on at the holidays and people giving cheap gifts. And all you ladies out there, all you ladies out there, we have enough cologne, okay? No more cologne, please, okay? And if you do buy cologne, don't buy that cheap stuff, you know. And don't be giving us any stuff. I used to do that, too. I used to buy things at Walmart and put in a name of Marcus box. What'd you call it, the switcheroo? You've done that before. Don't you look at me like did that before.
I've done it with other items before. Yeah, I'll be
you bought
honest,
a shirt. You have to.
Switch your tags on it.
Yeah, switch your tags on. And you know what I do with my family members?
What's that?
Leave the price tag on, and then not only do I leave the price tag on, I mark it up. They need to know what I'm paying for the guy market. Ooh.
Like, look what I did for you.
You're right? But it's a great holiday season, and it's good to give back to. It's time to give back.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. One thing I'm doing about, speaking of giving, I am now ambassador for the Armed Forces Entertainment.
That's
I'm going
awesome.
All over the world entertaining the troops.
That is awesome.
I've been doing comedy for 37 years, and it's good for me to go. I just came in from Japan.
Yeah.
Working for the young kids out there, 18, 19 years old. Giving their lives back, sacrificing for us.
Right.
And they just have so much fun. And I just tell you, it's just been wonderful. And,
yeah.
And this is new for me. I don't work for the USO. I work for the Pentagon.
Okay.
And the captains and the commanders of the bases said, Mr. Wallace, thank you. We've had some comedy shows, but never have we had one like this before.
Yeah.
Plus they say, you know, and my whole family's here, my mom, and, you know, it's just amazing. And I love doing it. It's just
That's
amazing.
Cool.
And in Las Vegas, I let all active military in for free.
Okay.
I let all college students in for free.
Yeah.
And I let all responders get into my show for free. Usually, I don't tell them that till they get in. But I do that. So if you're listening out there now, when you come to Las Vegas, make sure you know that all active military, all first responders, and all college students.
That is really cool of you.
Because college
really
students don't have money. You know, I went to school right here in Akron. Did you know that?
I did not
went
know
to the
that.
University of Akron. Had a lot of fun. We got a lot of people coming up from Akron. We got this, you know, it's just going to be. And I used to hang out at Kent State and had a lot of fun in Ohio.
That's cool.
But the bad thing about Akron when I went to school was they had heated sidewalks. So all of the snow didn't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Be in class. Did you ever go to a school that had heated sidewalks?
No,
the
never.
The snow could be 8 feet deep. Back then, they used to snow more back when I was a kid.
Mm.
But the sidewalks at that University of Akron,
Be
in class.
Well, that's the thing. They you know they keeping y'all want to keep that money flowing, so they cancel
in class.
There's
a lot of school cancellation this weekend.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You know the thing that we find in this city, whenever it's that first big snow. Everybody panics.
It just close up, right?
Everybody panics. Even though we go through this every year.
It's amazing. And when I lived my hometown in Atlanta, you let this much snow come down they got snowed in. I got snowed in for a week last year.
Wow.
It snowed like an inch.
Yeah.
It shut the city down, shut the airport down, everything, because they don't have the
They don't have the trucks, to handle all that.
But it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice being in Cleveland. I love it.
And you know what? We are so glad that you're here. Once again, you're going to be at Hilarities the 28th and the 29th. That's Friday and Saturday this weekend. We're glad that you're in town.
No, I'm going to be the 29th and the 30th. And then,
you're right. Let me change that. The 29th and 30th, Friday and Saturday. You're absolutely
I just found that out because I was thinking the other day, I was telling people the same thing. I'm going to be because I'm leaving here on the 1st, which is
Sunday. Yes.
Yeah,
you're
so,
right. You're right.
And these airfares are going crazy. You know it's cost me $1,300 to get back to New York City?
Are you serious?
I'm not lying to you. You ain't nobody. Let me tell you something. But these airfares are crazy. So, but I do fly first class, but that's just amazing how much it is now.
Now, what's the because I've never been in first class. So you got to tell
me. You have.
What? I've never been in first class. What's first class like? Do they really pamper you? They come with the hot towels.
This lady get on the plane yesterday. She gave me a pack of nuts. She got some pretzels in it and some peanuts. And I'm going, this is all I get for an extra $600.
Right.
You know, the seats are a little wider. You know, I'm 6 feet 12, so I'm tall.
Right.
So, and people down in Canton going, 6 feet 12.
They doing the math in their head.
Not the people in Canton. They doing math by hand. They going to kill me when they get up here. But I tell you, first class is, I'm a big guy. It's a lot of room. And then when you're flying, I do a lot of international flying. Sometimes I'm on a plane for 15 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're up there wondering, how in the hell can this plane stay up here for 15 hours? But it's a whole bed, and it's really nice.
They put a bed in there?
Yeah, you got a bed up there. But they give you pajamas, too. And give you all the food and all. Sometimes I just, you know I don't drink, right?
Okay.
Sometimes I just go, and sometimes it's like four people in first class.
Yeah.
I go, open that up. Let me just taste it. I'm going to get my money's worth. Open it up. Open up the champagne. Dom Perignon. Open it up. Let me just taste it, you know? And when you get off the plane, they'll give it to you sometime.
That's cool. So
I'm blessed. And that's what's in the book also. It's about travel.
The book is called Laugh It Off.
By
George Wallace.
Who's the foreword by?
The foreword is by the legendary Jerry. And that's one thing I wanted to mention. Jerry Seinfeld. And when you flip the book over and you see the people who have comments about you, George Wallace. Joel Osteen.
Is he good or what?
I love
me some Joel Osteen.
So inspirational.
He's on my screen every night, Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Also, the man from Cleveland here, the Word Church. I don't know the preacher's name.
Dr. R.A. Vernon.
He did the If You sermon. I put that up on my screen.
Yes, yes, yes.
I put that up on my screen every night. The word, the F word in this church is forgive.
Right.
Oh, I wish I could get somebody to help me. Get your neighbor. Call your neighbor on the phone and say, F you. that sermon is so great. Call your mama. Well, if your mama too. I was just going like, man, I bet that's hard to say.
Right. Or you better be a secure preacher. preacher's saying
secure,
that.
You got to be secure, right? You got to just one little slip like that.
I know.
So you got to –
Yes, Donny Osmond, Jay Leno, Chris Rock, one of my favorites of all time.
Chris Rock is what a nice guy. Look what Chris Rock says about me.
Now, I'm going to read this for our listeners. George Wallace is my idol. George Wallace sells out everywhere. George Wallace kills every night. And that's coming from Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, listen, I went on tour with Seinfeld and I went on tour in Europe. We went to the Scandinavia, and Chris Rock, we were in the room the other night talking. Chris says, you took George Wallace with you on tour. You let George Wallace work with you. Chris Rock looked at me and said, George Wallace, I love you, but you were never, ever open for me.
I hear that, because you tie the audience out.
Oh, I don't play.
Yeah,
I don't
the audience play. Think of like,
I have a good time. I have a good time. I love fun, and that's what's good about life.
Yeah, and you said 37 years you've been doing this.
37,
huh?
As old as you are. At least that shirt you got on, that's got to be the oldest shirt I ever seen in my life. Where'd you get that at Miracle Mart? You're not old enough to remember Miracle Mart. How about Montgomery Ward?
Nah, I don't know what that is either.
Oh, my goodness.
The oldest department store I remember is Silverman's. Was there a Silverman's in Atlanta?
No. We had J.J. Newberry's, and we had F.W. Woolworth in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, everything used to be with initials back in the J.T. W.T. Grant.
Okay.
J.J. Newberry's.
That's how you know. That's somebody. Rich when they just go by their initials.
No, but no, things used to be initials back in the day. Yeah, I'm so old, I remember when preachers didn't have names. All the preachers, Reverend C.L. Franklin.
Okay.
Reverend H.H. Hall back in the day, but now I'm dealing with the new preachers. I'm Kojic, by the way, Church of God in Christ, Bishop Charles E. Blake in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And we just did our convention of 40,000 Kojic people.
Wow.
You know what I found out about church people?
What's that?
They love to laugh.
Yes.
Church people love it, but some people think they're too. I get like 18 ministers coming to my show every night, and that's where we have fun. I love that the preachers can come to my show.
Right.
And church people love to cuss, too. most of them, they sanctify, but they cuss. Ooh, they cuss.
Cuss up a storm.
Ooh, cuss up a storm. See, that's another thing. Why would you say that? People can say some stupid thing. Cuss up a storm. Must be somebody,
I got old parents
cussing right now because it's storming outside. People say, sir, I get off the airplane in Cleveland, some dude said to me, you in town? I just looked at him. People say some stupid thing. I was in Las Vegas last week. A lady came and she said, it's raining outside. I said, well, what the hell else are you expecting to be raining? You know why you? Right. So we have fun like that. That's what the show is all
about. That's what Cleveland, Akron, all of Northeast Ohio can expect.
How far do we go out? Well, I mean, I know this is not a 3-point. I mean, we are all over the place. How far do we go?
We go as far west as Lorain County.
How far out in the lake do we go? We go to Lorain?
Yeah, we go to Lorain.
I was in Lorain yesterday. It was in the 70s. Not the temperature, the decade. You live here, dude. You better stop laughing at these jokes. You live here, dude. You live here. You let me do these jokes.
Because
I'm leaving tomorrow. These people are thinking they're going to beat me up.
It's funny because it's so true.
We're blessed to be here.
Yes.
I'm at Radio One, sitting here with you. What a wonderful. I want to wish you a happy holiday too.
And thank you so much, George.
If I love you, I'll tell a joke about you. You know your shirt. I'm sure that shirt is not that old.
No, but I know it's
15, 20 years old, but it ain't no 30 years old. Okay.
So one more time, let our listeners know where you're going to be this weekend.
First of all, you need to have some fun. You're going to be tired of turkey, and you and your family, bring the whole family out. It's a PG show, okay? So get all your kids, y'all come on out. Plus, you can have dinner there. You'll be tired of turkey.
They got great food in Atlanta.
That's right. Call and make your reservations right now. 216-736-4242.
All right.
Do that right now. Come see Dr. Wallace. That's Dr. George Wallace at Hilarities.
Yes.
216-736-HA-HA.
That's what I'm talking about. George Wallace.
Listen, man, I know I went to night school. I used to do radio, so I'm having fun just watching you here working. You're working it right now.
Yeah, and you know what? Once again, it's an honor to talk to you, to meet you. You know, I've seen you on TV. I've seen you in movies. And
I just did your boy show last week, Arsenio Hall, from here in Cleveland.
And not only from Cleveland, because we both went to the not the same time, of course, but he went to my high school, Warrensville Heights. So we're from the same suburb.
Is that right?
Yes.
Also, I'm going to be doing Steve Harvey's TV show.
Another Cleveland guy. That's what
Guess
I'm
who was
about.
On my stage, I'm looking in the audience 2 weeks ago.
Who's that?
This kid is in the audience with me. He's looking very kid. I'm going, you look very prosperous, sir. You got a little town and everything like that. I said, what do you do for a living? The people start laughing. Guess who it was?
Who was that?
Drew Carey from Cleveland.
Oh, man. Yeah, Drew looks
so
different
much
now.
Weight.
Yeah.
I've been knowing Drew for 30 years.
Yeah.
I said, get your butt up on the stage. They had him sitting at a table. I said, why are you not in a booth? He said, they sent me here. I said, you need to. And I just happened, Drew Carey, come on down. And I happen to have the Price is Right
nice.
Music. The Price is Right music. Dun, 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 dun. He came on stage and we had the Price is Right on stage. We We sold some of my items.
That's cool.
CD, DVD. My CD went for $2,900.
Wow.
And the lady, yeah, she had already bid like $215. We had so much fun just having fun with that.
That's cool.
I gave away dinners and trips, and I give away diamonds. I like giving away stuff. I gave away a brand new car.
You like Oprah.
I want to be like Oprah. You want to know the truth? I want to be a rich black lady.
I want to be a rich black lady. That's your secret design.
That's my secret design. Be a rich black, just like Oprah. A rich black lady. Yeah, baby.
George crazy. Wallace, I want to thank you once again so much for stopping by the studio, making me laugh, having me in tears here at the studio. Got water coming out my eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes? What's going on?
No, it's tears of laughter. It's good tears.
Tears of joy.
That's right.
What the book is about. Laugh it off.
Yes.
I make sure I got it.
Yes. And where can our
blessed.
Listeners get your
get
book?
The book. At Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. You can get it at GeorgeWallace.net. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I am so blessed. This book is into the third printing already.
Nice.
We've been sold
Congratulations.
Out. Congratulations. And I don't know how. I'm choking up because it's a blessing. They've been on me to write a book for, as Joel Osteen said.
Mm-hmm.
What did Joel Osteen say?
Joel Osteen said, George Wallace has so many wonderful, entertaining stories. He needs to share them with the world.
And then we've been sold out since day one. But you go online, GeorgeWallace.net. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. I make more money if you go to GeorgeWallace.net.
Right.
Amazon.com is there. You can e-book it. It's ready for Kindle. It's ready for iPad. Just go online. Google George Wallace. Us, laugh it off. And we spell laugh L-A-F-F, okay? Mm-hmm. Laugh it off.
Yes.
Pull it up. And you just need to know, just enjoy life. Make sure you enjoy your life. That's
Absolutely.
What so many things in the book. In page 166, you read page 166. I got my own Ten Commandments.
Let me 166. See. 166. Let me get there.
Yeah, that's right after. You're a little slow, huh?
Yeah,
that's right
yeah,
after
you
165.
Know, you know, I got
well, you
the,
go 164.
My fingers can only go up to 10, George.
But listen,
all right, George's Ten Commandments. This is what we got. Don't let your doctor get away with seeing you 2 hours after your appointment time.
I'm tired of sitting there waiting for doctors. Get out and walk out on the doctor. Tell the doctor, you know, charge him for your hourly salary. Don't let the doctor do that. You know, you're walking around. And do another thing I do when I go in the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Open up those drawers. Start taking stuff out. You come to my house, I got cotton balls, tongue depressor. I got all that stuff. Take some of that stuff home with you.
It's some souvenirs,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in here waiting. Go. Number is the number two? What is the next number two?
Believe it's not butter.
See, we got a lot of people. Stop being stuck on stupid. See, that's, mm-hmm. some of that stuff is in the book. Believe it's not butter.
Yes.
Look at the ingredients. Ain't nothing in there come from a cow. It ain't apple butter, it ain't peanut butter, it ain't cocoa butter. I can't believe you can't believe this ain't no real butter. And the main one in there,
mm-hmm.
we won't do all 10, but the main one in there is take a day off just because.
Yes, yes, yes.
People never forget that. Take a day off just for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you don't do anything. Do what you want to do. Take a day off. Companies don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens. I'm talking to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Take a day off every chance you get. Companies don't care about you. Something happens to you, somebody will be in your place. I used to say the next day,
yeah.
but it's really sooner than that.
Yeah, you're right.
Something happened to you right now and have somebody in your place 20 minutes from now.
You're right. You're
yep.
right.
And,
absolutely.
So take a day. Don't accumulate a whole lot of sick days either.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine accumulated over 100 sick days. I told her, don't do that. All you need are 20.
Yeah.
Because chances are, if you're in the hospital over 20 days, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So that's what part of Laugh It Off is all about. Make sure you enjoy your life and get your – there's all kind of ideas in there how to save money, enjoy your life, get the junk out of your trunk. You got clothes in your closet been in over 3 years. I got things with price tags to go. Get rid of that stuff. Give them to somebody. Make somebody else happy.
Yes.
Bring a
it's a great lesson.
Well,
you got a lot of great lessons in here.
Well, that's what it's all about, enjoying life. And like Joel was saying, I got a lot of stories. I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the most blessed person you've ever met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, a lot of people don't know this, I'm the most successful comedian in America.
Wow.
People don't know that.
Yeah.
And it's not always how much money you make.
Yes.
It's how you enjoy your life while
that's
you're
right.
living.
That's
and
right.
I've been blessed to be able to do what I love doing. Also, honor your essence is in there. Honor your essence. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoy what you do and show people you enjoy what
yeah,
you're doing.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
See, I'm sure people can see that smile over your face through the radio.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, George.
Something
I really appreciate it.
Something good
you.
Is going to happen to you, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
I'm George Wallace. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
And we will see him. Well, I'm seeing him now, but you're going to see him Friday and Saturday at Hilarities inside of Pickwick and Frolic. Go ahead, get your tickets now, because this brother is hilarious.
216. I might not be funny at the show. Long as you get in and pay your money, I don't care whether it's funny or not. 216-736-4242.
All right. Thank you, George.